Ever since she reached the seventh of the world's seven continental summits 2 years ago, Lori Schneider has been working towards a dream of bringing others with MS to climb a mountain. In July, they leave for Tanzania to do just that at Mount Kilimanjaro.
Nothing short of dramatic. You know, it's a long, long walk. We'll be walking 5, 6, 7 hours a day through terrain that starts out with monkeys swinging in the trees. By the time we get to the top, it's more of moonscape almost.
15 people, 4 with Parkinson's disease and 11 with multiple sclerosis, are signed up. Schneider says they've all been cleared by their doctors and they all have healthy partners to help scale Kilimanjaro.
I'm absolutely not afraid because they are all determined and have a very strong spirit, and that's what it takes. I don't feel we are putting ourselves at risk by climbing because we're going with expert guides.
46-year-old Susie Weber of Jackson, Wisconsin, was diagnosed with MS in 1987. Like everyone else in this group, she's never climbed a mountain before.
I thought it would be a life-changing experience, and I thought what it would do to me, you know, how I could help other people then, too. People ask me a lot of questions about it, and then I'm in the spot where I can be a good example if I want to.
One more thing, Lori Schneider's partner in this climb is her 79-year-old father, Neil, of Janesville. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.